Hello.
Welcome to our podcast. Oh my God, I can't believe we're doing this.
It's kind of surreal, to be honest, but it feels like it should be happening.
Yeah. We talk enough to each other, so even just like minutes
for hours,
we're talking a lot. So anyway, welcome to our podcast. If you're listening, you know it's called Growing As We Go. And yeah, we're just going to talk about our lives and things we've learned along the way. That's pretty much it. So, before we get into about ourselves, we want to talk a little bit about how we met. Libby, if you want to start.
So we met when we were 11 years old.
Can you believe that?
Yeah. Maya's 20 now. I'm about to turn 20 in like 2 weeks.
That's crazy.
And we met at a small private middle school in New Hampshire. When we talk small, it's like
there were like 30 kids in our grade.
30 kids in
class.
Our grade.
Like,
and
really
it was
small.
A 6th, 7th, and 8th grade school. And it was like very crunchy, and
it was crunchy. It was Episcopal. It was really
cute. I realized
cute.
Recently not everyone knows what crunchy means. I mean like hippie-ish.
Like crunchy granola.
I had explained it, like the term crunchy before, so.
Yeah, me too, because I use it a lot. I like consider myself to be crunchy.
Yeah, no, that's how I describe you to people, and then they're like, what? What do you mean? It's crunchy.
Yep.
And then, anyway, so we met there, and I feel like I was really quiet in sixth grade. So
yeah,
I feel like we became
really
friends seventh grade. That's when we went to the Museum of Science.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. We used to we couldn't hang out that often because we were in middle school and we lived kind of far away and we didn't have cars or whatever. So it was like always a big deal when we got to like see each other.
And I always hung out it was always with your dad too. Like I didn't really go over to your house when your mom was there. Cause Mike's the number one homie.
Maybe we can have
honest.
Mike as a guest on the podcast.
Mike is my favorite. I love Mike. Anyway. And we became closer. And then I don't really think we got super close until after middle school.
Yeah.
And we went to two separate high schools. Mm-hmm. And we would go like 3 months without talking, us and our other friend, Brett.
Who will also be on the podcast.
Eventually. I feel like, I don't know, it's kind of weird to like think about our friendship in high school because I don't really remember it. I have a terrible memory, everyone. That's
I know.
Number one thing you need to know about me is I don't remember anything, like ever. So I remember we would like do big things. Like it was always like we would do something big, but then I don't know. Like I was the last person to get my license because I had extreme anxiety about driving. So it was very complicated to like hang out because I still
we live pretty far apart.
And
so
Brett, all lived
like,
kind of 30 minutes away, like something like that farther. Mm-hmm. For me and Brett,
so
it's like 45 minutes away.
Yeah. Whenever we hung out, it was kind of like a big deal. Like we were both pretty busy in high school, and we also, because we live far away, we never really were like, would just like go over to each other's house. We would like, it would be like a thing to hang out, but we would FaceTime occasionally.
Yeah, we did FaceTime.
We did a lot of fun things together in high school though. Like whenever we did something, it was
fun. And like, especially I think about like when we went to Providence in between senior year of high school and freshman year of college. That was and then we went to IKEA. Like,
yeah,
I
that was like our biggest adventure day.
That was really fun. And then me
that
and Brett
really
had been to Boston together like multiple times. Like the same thing. Like whenever I hung out with either of you, it was pretty much like we were gonna go do something.
Because it was always like special because we didn't get to hang out that often, which is something that
I think that's
we'll probably
why
get
we're
into
all
in the future.
Such good friends, and we'll get into that in the future. But it's just kind of funny to think about. So
pretty much we've just like been good about staying in touch, and we are like we've talked about this too about how we don't have to always like be talking. Like we'll go months without talking, and then all of a sudden, like we talk a bunch, and that's just like that works for us, and so Yeah, but we've known each other now for like 9 years, which is crazy. I know.
So weird. It's my longest running friendship. I think you have longer running friendships, if I'm correct.
Yeah, a couple.
But for me, I switched schools. Like you went back to your public school. I switched schools twice. So I started fresh in middle school, then I started fresh in high school. So I didn't really keep a lot of friends for that long. Like, I was always really friendly with people. It's not like I was like a bitch or anything. I just like, it never stuck, you know? So that's a unique aspect of our friendship is that I'm not known to have long-running friendships, so.
I can attest to that. That is true.
Yikes.
Oh, we didn't talk about what we're drinking. I have to say that I'm not very diverse in the different, like, drinks I have, pretty much. It's just, like, water or tea, but today I have a chocolate chai, which is something you should try. Chocolate milk with your chai or, like, chocolate syrup in with your chai. It's delicious. It's so good. So,
I'm drinking chai, just regular chai, homemade, of course, but I had matcha earlier, so that's why I'm having chai now.
Yeah, matcha or chai.
Like, I drink a lot of coffee, too. Every episode, I might be drinking something different, but I feel like
I probably will be drinking something very similar.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't really get, like, super wired if I drink chai in the afternoon. It's, like, 5 now that we're recording this, so hopefully I can fall asleep early, but I think I should be fine. All right. Do you want to get into like talking a little bit about ourselves?
Yeah. So should we do just like a rundown before we do rapid fire?
Yeah. Yeah. I'll go first. So my name is Maya. If you didn't know that already, I am 20. Like Libby said, my birthday was like a few weeks ago. And I am an online student now at American University. Hopefully I'll be back in DC in the fall. My major and minor is a little complicated. I'm a business administration I'm a business administration major with a specialization in marketing and analytics, which I just changed today. And I have a minor in Spanish, but I'm also doing the Spanish translation program to get a translation certificate in Spanish.
So that's my study. I did not know your major, like, at all. I knew
it's
it was
complicated,
business,
and it has
and
changed a couple times. Yeah. I went in knowing that I was going to do business. I thought I was going to do accounting. I've switched it a little bit. But, yeah, I really love data, and I really love marketing, so hopefully I enjoy doing that. If not, I can still switch. So yeah, that's what I'm studying. I'm from New Hampshire. What are some other interesting things about me?
What are your pronouns?
Oh yeah, I use she, her, hers. And I like doing like craftsy sort of hobbies. Like crocheting. I have a bracelet business, which I feel like that was like kind of a big thing this summer. I spent a lot of time on it this summer, which was really fun. I definitely want to own my own business someday. So yeah, I like craftsy things. I love to cook. Oh, I'm vegan. That's like a big part of my identity, I guess. I'm vegan. I've been vegan for like over a year. I also have tons of food allergies, which is not a fun thing, but whatever.
Do you
want to
give them the rundown?
The list. It is dairy, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, sesame, and shellfish in that order.
I remember it every single time. People ask
me
what you're allergic to.
Only some of my friends know it, and some of my friends know it like in the list too, and they can rattle them off. It's really impressive. Some of my friends forget.
Not so much.
But that's
I will
okay.
talk to you though, and I'll forget that you can't have something, but I still know it. It's just,
yeah, it's totally fine. I'm not expecting you to remember everything. But yeah, so those are some interesting things about me, I guess, if you want to go about yourself.
So hi, my name's Libby, if you haven't picked up on that. And I'm from Maine. I'm currently a sophomore at the University of Rhode Island. most of my classes are online, but I do have a class in person. And I'm part of the URI dance company. And my major currently is international studies and diplomacy, which is a double major within a major. So in order to graduate with this major, I also have to major in Spanish or a foreign language. So I'm a Spanish. And I'm minoring currently in anthropology, but I'm going to try and figure out like a double major, but I'm not sure if that would count as a triple major. I don't know. We're figuring it out. But yeah, I originally was at school in Boston at Suffolk University for my first semester of college. And then I transferred because I love the city. I miss the city every freaking day, if I'm being honest, but the school was just not it for me and I was depressed. So I transferred just to become depressed during quarantine, LOL. But anyway, I live off campus with my boyfriend, which is kind of crazy. That's a whole thing we could get into in another episode, how that
definitely
happened.
An episode about relationships.
Yeah, and so my pronouns, I'm gender, I don't know even know what it, like, I still don't know what to call it. Gender queer, gender nonconforming, gender fluid, that, I don't know the difference between them. So I'm just going to say all three.
I don't really know either. I think it's a personal preference.
I don't know which one I like yet. But basically, I present femme. So most people go choose she, her, hers. But I'm also chill with they, them, theirs, and he, him, his occasionally. But yeah, so that's something fun that I realized recently. And I'm also bisexual. So that's another big part of my identity. And I'm a dancer, like I said. I trained for, now it's like my 9th year, but I was intensively dancing for 7 years. That's crazy.
I forgot to say I swim. That's like, I just like haven't done it in almost a year because pools are closed.
Yeah.
But I've like been swimming my whole life and basically swim competitively from like 3rd grade to college. I do club in college when I'm there. But
yeah, I do club dance. I am not part of the dance team. And then other things I like to do. I love art, specifically painting and pencil drawing. So yeah, that's that.
Wow, very cool.
Very interesting.
So we've put together a little list of 10 questions just so you guys can get to know us even better. So I have the list, so I will be running the questions.
Okay.
I wrote them down. So we're going to start off with our Spotify Wrapped 2020 most played song and artist. I should pull mine up.
I'm proud of this one. My most played song was Sunflower, Volume 6 by Harry Styles. That song is my favorite song off of Fine Line. It's still my favorite song off Fine Line. And then my most played artist, and I'm also in the top 0.5% of listeners, is Brockhampton. I know that they're kind of a little controversy
right now.
There's a little controversy, but I didn't know that back then, so don't cancel me for this.
Nobody's
please.
Gonna cancel you. It's literally such petty stuff. It doesn't, like...
Anyway, yes, those were my mine. So what's yours, Maya?
My top song is called Cry Cry Cry, which is by Coldplay, and I listened to it a lot at the beginning of the year. It is a really good song, but my top artist was Coin, which I was also in the top I was in the top 0.1% of listeners.
Okay.
I calculated it was like somewhere in hundreds of thousands of people, but
yeah.
I love Coin. I've seen them perform live twice. Libby and I saw them once.
Oh,
and
it was so fun.
It was a good concert. They're not very good in concert. They're like good at singing in concert,
interact.
But they didn't talk.
They don't interact with the audience, which is a little strange.
Yeah,
I also saw Brockhampton live. I forgot to mention that last year.
We're big concert fans.
I love concerts, and
I really
COVID
miss
is
concerts.
Killing me.
It's literally so sad. Like, I watch concert videos and like cry. It's so sad. But
I
Coin.
I have videos
I love
like
Coin.
On my phone from concerts I've been to, and I'm just like,
you look through the window. Yeah, it is really sad. Someday we'll be able to go back to a concert. Anyway, that was my top artist. I do love Coin. Like, love very him. Much. To the, like, another connected question is our favorite No Skips album, which actually was something that I was asking everybody on Tinder. And it's a really interesting question. Like, people come up with really good answers. And, yeah, also, Tinder's a really good place to get music recommendations. If you're in the market for some new music recommendations, it's a great thing to ask your Tinder matches. So, anyway, I have a whole playlist. Let me pull it up.
Should I go first then?
Yeah, go ahead.
So my number one, the first one that comes to my brain is Speak Now by Taylor Swift. This album was the album of my childhood. It is my favorite Taylor Swift album purely because of the nostalgia, and every single song is wonderful to me. And then another one that I think of is probably, oh my God, why do I forget the name of this album? If you have one, go, because I need to figure it out.
Mine is Hozier by Hozier, 1000%. I have it like on CD in my car, and I will never be, I will never stop listening to it. Like, if I only had to listen to one album for the rest of my life, it would be this one. It is a masterpiece. It is so beautiful. Oh my God. I could go on and on. I do have an entire album. I'll put it in the show notes. It's like 16 hours long of just albums that are my favorite. Like No Skips albums. But that one is definitely number one. Did you find what you were looking for?
My second one is I'll Never Be Amazing by Sawyer Nunez. Sawyer Nunez is criminally underrated. I talk about this on my TikTok all the time. He is like one of my favorite artists, and he's part of a band, Laundry Day, which is one of my top artists as well.
Wait, I didn't know they were connected. I did not know that.
Sawyer Nunez is one of the lead singers in Laundry Day. And Laundry Day is wonderful. Laundry Day, I found out because I was listening to Sawyer Nunez, and it was funny because my friend was like, have you ever heard of Laundry Day? And I was like, oh, no, but have you ever heard of Sawyer Nunez? And then we put two and two together. So that's a fun little story. But yeah.
I have to listen to both of them. Like, I
feel like you'd like Sawyer better than Laundry Day.
I probably would.
But I'm try right like now older Laundry Day. Newer Laundry Day I don't think you'd like. But you can still try it, of course. But
okay, I need some new music. I've been reverting back to music from when I was in elementary school, but not like pop music, like Owl City albums that were on my, and the Weepies, like stuff that my dad put on my iPod Nano for me. very important to my childhood. Okay, the next question we have is favorite book / favorite movie. I'll let Libby go first with her favorite movie because I don't have one.
My favorite movie. Two. All right, I have two. I have a lot of favorite movies. Can I also say a movie series
on top of the two? Yeah, say whatever you want.
Okay. So my top movie is Silence of the Lambs or Perks of Being a Wallflower, because Perks of Being a Wallflower makes me sob uncontrollably every single time, which is also one of my favorite books. So, yeah. And then my favorite movie series would have to be Twilight. And I also love that book series. I read it when I was in fifth grade, probably too young, but it's okay. and I like it because it's so bad that it's kind of good sometimes. I cannot watch the first Twilight movie. It is too cringy for me. I can't freaking do it. But the other ones, beautiful, wonderful, love it. My other favorite book, which this disclaimer, I know this is problematic as all heck. So Call Me By Your Name. Okay, don't get mad at me, people. I read it when I was questioning my sexuality. And if you read the book, it's kind of in Elio's like mind, like his train of thought while he's like going through all these things. I've never viewed it as like a grooming thing in terms of like fetishizing like a grooming behavior. I always saw it as grooming and thought it was sad because it was grooming, but apparently not everyone got that. A lot of people
There was a lot of stuff. I gotta say though, I love reading. I literally work at the library and I just have horrible comprehension. So all this stuff goes over my head. And I read it a few months ago and I was texting Libby about it afterwards. I was like, really? I totally missed all this stuff. But it's a good book.
It is like, kind of like up in his head. It's not the same as the movie at all, first of all. It's very different. Because for the movie, they had to remove it from his train of thought a lot because...
Yeah, that's hard obviously. To represent in the movie, yeah.
So I like the book, not a fan of the movie, especially now that Armie Hammer...
is a cannibal. I did not expect that to happen.
I could talk about this for like an hour because I've been staying on top of it. I follow the Instagram account that's exposing him.
Oh my God.
Anyway, that's what so are funny. Your favorite... movies and books.
I know I said I don't have a favorite movie, but the one, like, if anybody asks, and also this is one of my favorite books, The Book Thief. And I only say that it's my favorite movie just because I watched it when I was on my period and I cried. And anytime I have like a deep emotional connection to a movie, I'm like, this is the best movie ever. The Good Dinosaur, incredible. I sobbed halfway through, like through half of it, but a beautiful movie. Like, I love it. I love most movies I watch because I'm like easy to please. Like, I don't have high standards for things like that. Same thing with books. And I love reading. I'm reading a great book right now. I just read The Invisible Life of Addie LaRue, which was incredible. Super good story. But books that I would like always recommend, I love The Book Thief. And I love Charlotte's Web, and because of Winn-Dixie, like, those are both, like, childhood books that are really special to me, but The Book Thief is definitely at the top. And also Salt to the Sea by Ruta Sepetys, who I met last year in D.C. Very cool. I could go on and on about books, like,
yeah,
forever.
She's a big reader. I used to be a big reader in middle school, but then high school hit, and then I would find one book and read it in like a night or like two nights and then wouldn't read for another 6 months. I have a book next to my bed right now, which is called, what's it called? It's the new Twilight book, basically. It's the one that released that's from Edward's POV, which I'm really excited to read because it's so much longer than the original Twilight. Like, what did she add? Like, I need to actually sit down and read it. But, like, as a person whose major requires a lot of poli-sci, I have to read theory. And I don't even read that sometimes because I give up. So...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel that, like, I don't do my homework. I, like, watched a lot of Dance Moms this morning. I could have finished my book. Like, I have, like, three books that I want to be reading right now, and I just got a bunch of recommendations, but, yeah.
Because you want to be on social media to feel like you're, like, talking
connected.
To people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
I think I read more, like, in the warmer weather, because I like sitting outside, like, on my porch or in a hammock or something and reading, or, like, sitting on the beach and reading.
Yeah. But if I'm on vacation, I will, like, go through, like, three or four books.
Yeah, I know. I blow through books when I'm on vacation. I love it. It's so... Oh, my God. I should stop talking about books now. I love books. Okay, the next question is our favorite food.
My favorite foods are pork dumplings and sushi and... mac and cheese and grilled cheese.
I had such a hard time coming up with a favorite food for my birthday a few weeks ago because some of my favorite meals when I was a kid, I like don't eat anymore because I don't eat meat. But if I had to pick favorite food, it would definitely be French fries. I love French fries.
Oh my
I just
God,
love
why
any,
didn't I say that?
Anything
I
potatoes.
Love French fries.
And also chickpeas. Chickpeas are so good. And nutritional yeast. Those three together. Maybe not together all the time, but...
Just snorting.
No. No, Nutritional Yeast is so good. Do you like Nutritional Yeast?
Yeah, no, because you were the one who introduced it to me because I'd come to your house and I wouldn't be able to eat things I normally eat. So then I had food at your house and I was like, oh, this is kind of good.
Unique food in this house. Nutritional Yeast my mom fed to me when I was a kid because I was really skinny and I needed
nutrition. I get scared of yeast infections because...
It's not related at all.
But I just get nervous because... Yeast. I'm not outing myself as prone to yeast. I've never had a yeast infection. I'm talking about like I used to get like rashes on like yeast infections on your skin is what I'm talking about. Oh. No offense to people who whatever. Anyway. I'm not anyway, yeah.
Nutritional Yeast is incredible because don't cancel me.
Don't
Nutritional Yeast is so good because first of all it's delicious. Second of all, it has protein in it. As like
it
a seasoning.
It does taste cheesy. As someone also, who eats cheese a lot, yeah. And this is a substitute for cheese, it does have like a cheesy quality to it.
And so like, it has B12, which vegans need.
Which women
has,
need,
like,
too.
Lots if of, you're yeah, a woman, it has lots of B12.
Or if you're anatomically female, I should say, B12.
Yeah. Have Nutritional Yeast on your popcorn, on your pasta. Take some broccoli and olive oil and Nutritional Yeast and salt and roast it or air fry it. Oh, my God.
That sounds really good.
It's delicious. I should...
It got so dark in my house so quickly. I'm like...
Yeah. Did the sun... Oh, my God. It's dark in here. I have the blinds down. I guess it's almost 6 o'clock. It's dark now. Okay, moving on. Our favorite drink.
All right. This is a complicated question for me. My go-to at home, I don't like making coffee at home. I'm very lazy. Even when I buy pre-made like cold brew because I drink iced coffee, I still don't do it because it just doesn't taste the same. So when I'm at home, I make matcha or chai or matcha chai together, which is an interesting thing.
I haven't tried it.
It's interesting. To me, I like it, but... I didn't like it at first. And then also, this is bad. I love Monster. And I love Red Bull. And I love...
So does my dad. He loves Monster.
Yerba Mate.
Which that is like not as bad as Monster.
A healthier Monster. But my teeth, I'm just worried about cavities. So, anyway.
Yeah, I honestly would have to say water. I drink close to... It's true though. Like I drink almost a gallon of water every day now. At this point, I get at
I'm
least
proud
to like.
Of you. I'm not I have the same. It's probably why I have a UTI right now.
Anyway, I have this app called Plant Nanny, which I used to have when I was little. Not little, like 4 years ago. But I like look at how cute my little plant is. I like grow these like plants, and I feed them every time I drink a glass of water. Anyway, it's good for your body to drink a lot of water. But if I had to pick something other than water, it would be chai, probably. I really like...
That's our brand, to be honest, is chai and matcha, so...
Yeah, because I don't drink coffee. I don't like it.
Matcha has more caffeine.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
That's probably why I get
like,
a little buzz from it.
Actually, there was one time earlier this year, I like started making my own matchas last year, and in like April or May, there's one day I was like really tired and had kind of a headache. I was like, I'm going to make myself a matcha. And literally, like I took a few sips and I was all of a sudden like on top of the world. I felt so happy. I felt so motivated. I was like, wow, I guess I'm a little addicted to
in
matcha.
Matcha in particular has more caffeine than regular green tea as well. So,
Yeah. I used to drink a lot more. When I was like younger in high school, I always wanted to be a tea drinker. And I'm so glad I've made it to the point where I am a tea drinker. I love tea. I don't drink it as often as I used to.
I even have an electric kettle at my rental. I just never use it. I don't know. I should
do that. Yeah, I have one too. I bought one to bring with me to school. And it's like at home now. My mom uses it more than me. I just like don't drink like hot tea as often anymore. Anyway. Okay. Next thing we have is favorite article of clothing.
My favorite article of clothing, are either boxers or, the sweatshirts. I own so many sweatshirts. I fucking collect sweatshirts. This is like,
That is true.
I have like 20 at home and like 20 with me, like at my rental. It's a problem.
I wish I had more sweatshirts.
So much. I love sweatshirts. I think, I don't know why. I think it's because I started wearing them more in middle school. Oh yeah, I forgot to say this. I have scoliosis. And in middle school, I had a back brace, like a Boston brace.
Beyond the brace.
Oh, let's not get into that in this episode. So I would wear, like, I'm like a naturally an extra small, small. So I had to wear like medium and large things to cover up this plastic, like, torture device. So I started wearing more sweatshirts, and then I think I just
love sweatshirts. And especially right now, like, my house is freezing cold and I sit inside all day doing work.
Or oversized shirts. And I feel like most girls say that nowadays, but like, they're comfy. Love large shirts.
I have such a hard time with this question because I'm kind of like a minimalist and I don't have a lot of stuff in my closet.
We're like the opposite in that way.
I have probably
envious of
an eighth of the clothes that Libby has.
I love all of my clothes.
And whenever I pack for vacations, I feel so attached to all of them that I can't decide like what to bring. And I have to remind myself that they're all going to be there when I get home. But right now, honestly, these pants I'm wearing right now, I just got another pair of these pants from Aerie that are like the Homebody joggers or something. They're like soft genie pants joggers, and they're so comfortable and they look really good. So yeah, right now soft pants and Girlfriend Collective leggings. Big fan of Girlfriend Collective. They're so soft. They make me look fantastic.
For Christmas.
Does she like them?
She wore them. She came here for Valentine's Day because my brother was moving in near me and she was wearing them. She's like, thank you so much for these leggings. They're my favorite things in the world. And I was like, yep.
I should get my mom a pair. She would definitely love them. I think she would like them.
Every mother would love them because they're
so comfortable.
Compressive. Like the compression isn't like suffocating, like Lululemon. Mm-hmm. If any of you have ever had Lululemon leggings, you know it digs into your stomach, regardless of if you have a flat stomach or you have more of a stomach, no matter what. You could be so like thin, like I was in high school, and it still just dug into me.
Mm-hmm. These are the best leggings ever. If someday we'll get sponsored by Girlfriend Collective.
Also, Girlfriend Collective is just
they're really cool and sustainable.
Body inclusive, just inclusive
gender
in general.
Inclusive too. They just made anyway, we love Girlfriend Collective so much. All right, next question is favorite activity / hobby. What do we do now besides like school?
I don't really dance that much anymore, and I have a really like hectic, chaotic relationship with dance, so it's not my favorite. It's definitely like my main passion in life. Like I wish I could have become a dancer, but like right now currently is not my favorite hobby because I'm currently trying to get back into it after not being able to dance for a year. So it's like a very painful,
love-hate relationship,
painful thing right now. But I really like knitting.
Oh yeah,
I'm knitting my boyfriend a scarf right now. And I also love collecting vinyl. And
oh, interesting. I've never thought about that as a hobby.
I collect vinyl a lot, especially with Taylor Swift re-releasing everything. I pre-order it. I'm a huge Swiftie, by the way.
On top of it.
I'm on top of it. And then I would say painting. I love painting. Oh, yeah. It's very therapeutic for me, so...
I do go through phases with my, like, creative hobbies. Right now, I'm in a big crochet phase. I'm making Libby a bag, and I'm working on a couple sweaters. It's really cute. It's going to be cute. When it's done, we'll post a picture on the podcast Instagram. If you want to follow the podcast Instagram, it's at growingaswegopod. We also have a TikTok with the same username. Please follow us. anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, activities and hobbies. I like crocheting. I like swimming when I can. Oh, another thing I forgot to say is I do yoga every day. Yoga is a good favorite activity.
Yeah, you're on top of that.
I started doing it last year and now it's just like natural to do it every day. Like it's just become a really good habit. I love it. Other habits I am having trouble with, but that's okay. okay. We have a few more questions. All right. What's your favorite thing about college?
My favorite thing about college, right now, not much. But when I was in person on campus, it was constantly like being with people. I would like
I agree
being with people. I'm a social person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like, I do love college. I love learning, and I really love being able to like learn about what I want to learn about. Like, I love my classes. They're so interesting. But when I was on campus, I had a really good freshman year experience, and like, I loved all the people on my floor. I had so much fun just like hanging out with all my friends on my floor. I would like go into the lounge and cook my food, and people would come in and hang out. And yeah, I do really miss the like social aspect of college. And I really don't party. Like, I don't really like that stuff. I just like hanging out with people like in their rooms. We would just like go over to each other's rooms. And anyway, I'm looking forward to that happening again. Okay. Another question is, what is your current obsession?
That's a good question. My current obsession is either putting white eyeliner on my bottom waterline for all you makeup people. I like the way it looks. Or there's this wrap place near where I live. And I keep getting a buffalo chicken wrap, but it's not chicken nuggets. There's no breading. It is grilled chicken. So it's healthier. But it is my favorite thing right now because it's absolutely delicious and wonderful, and I love it. So yeah.
That does sound really good. My current obsession is Dance Moms. Not afraid to say it. I've been watching Dance. It happens like every few months, like every 3 to 6 months, I'll like find a couple clips on YouTube and then go down a rabbit hole. Like, I have been watching Dance Moms clips for the past week, and I just watched 3 episodes this morning. I'm like finally back to like watching the full episodes because Lifetime has them all like for free. And I listened to some of the Dance Moms Moms podcasts today at work, which are kind of funny. Anyway, yeah, that's my current obsession. That's pretty much it.
Was that all of our questions?
We have one more question.
Okay.
Related to the theme of our podcast, what is something we've learned about ourselves in the past year? Do you want to go or do you want me to go?
You go first.
Okay. Something that we're going to do a whole episode about like things we've learned about ourselves through COVID and quarantine, but this has been like such a weird time, but like a really good time for self-discovery, I guess. I've found that I like really do best in a social environment. And I always knew that I was extrovert. I always knew that I was social, but like I went through so many periods last year where I just like forgot about my friends. And like I forgot that I had friends, and I would be like sad and like unmotivated, and then all of a sudden I'd be like, oh wait, let me talk to one of my friends, or like let me go sit outside and like catch up with one of my friends, and I would feel like a million times better. I learned a lot of other things, but that's something that I really like have learned and started like trying to do better. Now it's hard because I don't have as many, most of my friends, not all of them, but most of my friends are back at school and I'm home, and I like keep not hanging out with people. But yeah, that's something I've learned about myself in the past year.
I've learned a lot of things about myself in the past year. I've gone through a lot of changes. Both like identity wise and like just like not physically as in my body, but physically as in like places and things and whatever. But I think one of the most important things I learned about myself is I really crave codependency in relationships, which is not a good thing.
Yikes.
Not a good thing. But I realized that's why a lot of my friendships didn't last, because it was like hot and heavy and then quickly just gone. And it's just because I like to feel like people want me around, or like, this is like, I talked about this with my therapist, but
yay therapy.
Yay therapy. That's another thing. I started therapy this year, which is great. But I kind of recognized that the way I was treating friendships wasn't good because I was trying to cater to what they wanted and what they needed, and I wasn't being authentic with mm-hmm. myself, which is another reason there's a lot of tumultuous social things that happened this past year. But
yeah, I would say that for many people.
I also realized that, like, when I'm alone, because, like, I was home for 9 months and I was pretty much locked down because I'm high risk and my mom's high risk. I nannied, but other than that, like, nothing. I realized that I'm still working on it. I'm not perfect. Like, I'm never going to claim I'm perfect at this because I still struggle so much with it. But, like, I have a constant need to, like, be on my phone. Like, be on TikTok, mm-hmm. be on Instagram, mostly TikTok because it's just, like, so mind-numbing.
Yeah.
I realized that I just felt the need to constantly be involved in, like, social media and, like, specifically political discourse on social media, which is completely mind-numbing and useless and pointless, I'm going to say it right now. Nothing's going to happen between two people having a TikTok debate on their freaking Twitch live. Like, that's not doing anything. I kind of just got caught up in, like, a very, I guess, privileged outlook on, like, politics and things. And I just kind of realized I still need to take a step back from it because it's just, like, kind of ruining my brain. You know, like, there's that study that was like, oh, social phones are ruining people's brains. It was disproven, but, like, I feel like the sentiment is very real. Yeah. Which is kind of like, I just realized it's not good for me mentally.
Yeah, it's hard to limit yourself, especially when, like, I found myself scrolling through TikTok so much last year because I do this.
75% of my time on my phone is on TikTok.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's so hard because TikTok, like, makes you feel like you are connected. It makes you realize that there are other people out there that are similar to you. Like, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can be so toxic, though. So
it's bad.
Toxic.
Mm-hmm. Well,
we'll have a whole episode in that because...
Yeah, we'll definitely talk about social media and phone usage. That's a hard thing.
I need to actually, like, work on it actively because I just can't. I have such a hard time. My mom's texting me, by the way. That's why.
She says as she's on her phone. Okay, well, now that we've gotten all deep and you've learned some really fun things about us, I think we're going to end the podcast here. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you're all the way here, you're probably one of our best friends. Or if you're not, DM us and you can become one of our best friends. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at growingaswegopod. That's pretty much it. Thanks for listening
to our first
See you guys next week. Bye.